JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 33, Maimonides, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon.
If Rashi is one of the pillars of the Jewish world, the other pillar is Maimonides, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, the great sage and the great person of the Jewish Middle Ages. Born in 1135 in Cordova in Spain, Maimonides suffered exile when the fanatical Almohads, that's a fanatical Islamic sect, took over the country, forced all Jews either to leave the country or to convert to Islam. Maimonides flees to North Africa, to Fez, but there also he is tracked by the Almohads. He comes to the land of Israel, but there he is warned that the Crusaders are out to kidnap him. Finally, he escapes to Egypt, to the city of Fostad, which is old Cairo, and there he establishes himself. Maimonides is a person almost beyond description. He's an astronomer, a mathematician, a philosopher, a doctor, someone who knows pharmacology, and he's the greatest Torah scholar of his age. And he sets down to formally codify all of Torah in volumes that will be accessible to all. He writes a commentary to the Mishnah in Arabic. He then writes the monumental Yod HaChazakah, the strong hand, or it's called the Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the Torah, 14 volumes, which codifies everything that exists within Jewish law and tradition, written in an unbelievably beautiful Hebrew with a clarity and organization that almost defies belief. He also wrote another book in Arabic called The Guide to the Perplexed, which is a philosophical treatment of Judaism. And there's a lot of Aristotle in it, which he agrees with and he doesn't agree with. And it's a book that was written literally to guide people who were troubled and who wanted to know how to regain their faith through philosophy. It must be remembered that in that time, philosophy played an important role. In our time, it does not. But it's still, if you wanted an advanced degree, it's a PhD. You're a doctor of philosophy. You're a doctor of philosophy in computers or in medicine or whatever it is. But that has retained itself. The idea that philosophy means general knowledge, intensive knowledge, great knowledge. Maimonides was representative of all of that. He also was the head of the Jewish community in Egypt, and also he had influence everywhere in the Jewish world. He was called the Great Eagle, because upon his wings, the Jewish people flew. Thank you for watching, my friends. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.